Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
If I'm not mistaken, he did not do Baller Friday. So instead, you got me and Free Ball Friday. Yeah. Check it out. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct, Free Ball Friday. It's the fucking weekend, finally. Jesus Christ. I know you people have had a boner for Friday ever since Wednesday because you've been demanding that goddamn Rebecca Black song. And I'll play that because it's Friday in the Bay. Oh, beautiful day in the Bay today. Oh, my goodness. All the kids are in town. All the hippie kids are in town for Fish. I can hear Fish. The studio here is just, you know, a football field or two away from Fish right now, performing live En Concerto. A live Fish concerto is happening right just, you know, yards away from me. And I just heard them, before I went on the air here, I heard them doing a rendition of 2001. You ever heard Fish cover 2001, the 2001 theme from the movie? All you non-dirty hippies don't give a shit about it. But I went through a little Fish phase. That's P-H-A-Z-E. You know, I've been to some Fish shows. Went through a little chapter in my life where I went to some Fish shows. You know, the jam band scene ain't so bad. You know, don't knock it till you try it. All right, just don't mind the riffraff. You know, but the music's actually kind of cool, and I love that their version of 2001. And if you've never heard it, I'm not going to play it tonight because I know you assholes don't even like Fish. But if you're curious, you should YouTube Fish 2001. Find a good jammy extendo version of that. It's good times. Anyway, I'm Vincent the Bay, and I've been joined today. Today it was Vince and Kishu in the Bay. We, you know, with all this hype around this op BART that's going on, all this nonsense that went on last night. Apparently, there was a protest last night planned for BART at one of the BART stations downtown. And the protests, in an effort to combat the protesters, BART complied with police and shut down all internet and wireless service, cell phone service, telecommunication service, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Shut her down. Just locked shit down on protesters, and a lot of people feel violated. A lot of people felt like they're First Amendment right was being violated. Free speech, freedom of expression, freedom to communicate. And Twitter has been a flutter about all the different ramifications. I don't think the problem here is with the law being broken or with the law being lawless. We have plenty of examples of that. This is just a bad PR move. Pure and simple, bad PR move. Just not a good, you know, BART is going to have to do a lot to save face with this one. And I know they issued a press release and they redacted some parts of the press release. And it's a nightmare. So Kishu and I decided to wander down onto the BART and check it out, see if we got good good reception and everything. We're able to communicate, and things seem to be okay. Talked to some folks on the system about what they thought was going on, about the situation, and handed out a little bit of literature. Made a few friends, I think maybe. Had some fantastic Mexican food, and. Now I'm just here with you. I got fish jamming in the background here. Fish is essentially my house band tonight, by the way. Yeah. Let's see what they're doing right now. Let me just open my window here, and I can give you an idea. I gotta take the microphone over to the window, and then stick it out the window, and you can hear. Here, let's see. Let me get the microphone. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm going to open the window now. Oh, hang on. Let's see what's going on out there. Yeah, see what I'm telling you? Yeah, that's right. That's just, they're like basically across the street. It's pretty wild. There's hippies everywhere. I can't believe it. Holy shit, what is this? They got some double-decker bus that I swear to God is the funkiest-looking bus I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Oh, my God, the motherfucking... Look at that. Look at that bus. The fucking hippies are in town. Look at that bus, you piece of shit. Look at that bus. Did you see... Hang on, let me unmute Kishu. Kishu, can you just tell the people about that bus you just saw?
I don't even look at the bus because I was like trying to get your attention. So you don't lock the fucking door for me and realize that I'm here.
All right, Kishu's back at the studio now.
I left my fucking hand. I handed out all those fucking flyers right now. Made some friends. Got hit on by a cutie little Latino boy. He wanted to go quote unquote get a hotel room with me, and I was like, I have a boyfriend. Oh, good times. So I'm just going to leave this last flyer here on the car, and then you can come and lock the door for me. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'm going to go let Kishu in, and then we got tons of fucking calls to get to. So hang on, kids. We got plenty of time to talk about Operation BART.
BART, baby.
Yeah. And, of course, before we get things started, though, I got to go let Kishu into the studio. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to fulfill a request from Wednesday for Friday. It's Friday, everybody. So that goddamn whore slutbag cum rag fucking what's her name, Rebecca Black, gets center stage for you ass wipes. I hope you really fucking enjoy this. I hope you get your boners ready, boys. Here's Friday. I'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince the Bay. That's right, that's the succulent sounds of Muse. Muse. All right, Keisha's already fucking drunk. This is bad news. Muse. God, you stink like fucking alcohol. How much did you drink?
You stink like fucking ass. So you could.
Dude, this woman reeks of alcohol. Oh my God. Sim it down. Yeah, go send your news. I got to get to some business here, dude. I got I got somebody on the horn. Let me see who this is.
We are Legion. We do not forget. Expect us.
All right. Okay, I got a press release here from these guys. This is a courtesy of youranonnews.tumblr.com. This is a message from Anonymous to the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, otherwise known as BART. To the people of the USA, the past year has brought about some substantial awareness through some unfortunate events that have occurred throughout our world. From internet censorship to the unnecessary violence inflicted upon unarmed civilians, we've all seen what can happen once. What? God damn it, I feel like Al Sharpton. What was that? We've all seen what can happen once a portion of us are gagged. In Egypt and Tunisia, we saw people struggling to make their voices heard. We have seen companies such as Telecomix delve into the nastiness of political corruption in an attempt to free those censored individuals from their prisons of silence. We've seen social media such as Facebook and Twitter explode with users from around the world speaking out against censorship. Today, we've seen America come alive. In the Bay Area, we've seen people gagged, and once more, Anonymous will attempt to show those engaged in the censorship what it feels like to be silenced. Operation BART represented on Twitter by hashtag OpBART, OpBART. OpBART is an operation geared towards balance, toward learning. You do not censor people because they wish to speak out against the wrongs. You do not censor people because they wish to speak out against the wrongs, the wrongful things occurring around them. Okay. The Bay Area Rapid Transit System has made the conscious decision of ordering various cell phone companies to terminate services for the downtown area, inhibiting those in the area from using cell phones, even in the case of an emergency. All right, we know this. So, of course, Anonymous says to BART, we will not tolerate censorship. We do everything in our power. We are Legion, of course. That goes without saying. Come on. Everybody knows you're goddamn Legion by now. Please. Come on. Give us something new. But yeah, of course, you're Legion. To parallel the actions of censorship that you have chosen to engage in, we will be free to speak out against you when you try to cover up crimes, namely on behalf of those who have engaged in violence against mostly unarmed people. We will set those who have been censored free from their silence. That's a promise. Anonymous demands that this activity revolving around censorship cease and desist, and we know you are already planning to do this again. We will not issue any more warnings. Okay. And now for their message to the people of San Francisco. People of San Francisco, join us Monday, August 15th at 5 p.m. for a peaceful protest at Civic Center Station to illustrate the solidarity with people we once knew and to stand up for your rights and those of your fellow citizens. We will be wearing blood, that's in quotations, blood-stained shirts for remembrance to the blood that is on the hands of the BART police. For those people outside of San Francisco, show solidarity by using black facts, e-bombs, and or email bombs and phone calls to the BART board of directors. BART decided to cut off your communications, and now we will flood theirs. We request that you bring cameras to record further abuses of power by the police and to legitimize the protest. The media will certainly spin this in an attempt to make our actions appear to be violent or somehow harmful to the citizenry at large. Remember, this is a peaceful protest. Any actions trying to incite violence in our protest are not by our people. They ought to be discouraged. We are anonymous. We are Legion. We blah, 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 blah. Expect us. And there's also a bunch of phone numbers and linkage. And, yeah, there you go. So that's, I guess, more or less the message from Anonymous to BART. Is, some guy on Twitter summed it up just great. All he said was, like, good job, BART. You've managed some way to piss off Anonymous. Good luck with that. That's pretty much my sentiments exactly. I would hope that the hackers wouldn't try to compromise the system and potentially hurt any riders, because that's just going to hurt innocent people, the innocent people they're trying to save. But there's certainly other forms of civil disobedience, I think, that are at people's disposal. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a defaced, what's their main website, BART.org or some crap like that, BART.gov. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a defaced website or a DDoS. That's inevitable, but that shit probably happens regardless of whether this crap's going on. But I suspect that there'll be some interesting ways of combating this. But I'm curious to what everybody else thinks. What's on your mind? What do you make of all this nonsense? Do you think BART is... what is it exactly, do you think? I would imagine in some people's minds it could conjure up a lot of nefarious possibilities, but... I was on BART today, and like I said, it was pretty mellow. It was just kind of like your typical rush hour day. It was, everybody was chill. Actually, you know what? As far as the internet connection or the overall connection to the wireless on BART and all that, and the 3G network or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I was very satisfied. I got full service all the way through the Transbay tube. Wait, you didn't have service through the whole tube? Not for me, dude. When I was in the tube, though. That's what I'm talking about. When we were not going through stations, when we were under the bay, like literally, we were literally Vince and Kishu in the bay. When you're going under in that BART train in that tunnel between Oakland and San Francisco, you were literally in the bay. And you get full on 3G connection down there, and it was stable the whole time I was on there. I was impressed. Way better than Muni. If, for those of you who don't live in San Francisco and don't know, BART. All right, Kishu needs a cute boy to make out with, apparently. But anyways, let's hear from our callers. I believe I have Jamie from Pressstorm waiting patiently on the line. Let's bring her on. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a fantastical day hanging out in the city and then on the BART system with Kishu. I got the feds didn't clamp down on the connection on any of the stops I was on. I was perfectly satisfied.
I was trying to fill AJ English in with what was going on and the whole, let me just tell you this, don't ever go into a non-ops IRC and try to get information, just, that's fail.
Dude, I don't mess around with any of that stuff, are you kidding
me?
Oh
my God, don't try. Oh, I tried today and I thought I was going to lose my ass. Just
dude, you'll
chaos.
Drive yourself nuts. Those kids will tear you to shreds.
Oh my God!
Nuts. That's
yeah.
Not. That's no.
Anybody
place for
going
a
in there's got to invest in like migraine medication or some shit, because that's just, that's something. I don't ever want to experience that again. Bart. I got up this morning and I got that thrown in my face right away, so I was like, okay, what's this? So I thought they were talking about The Simpsons or something, because I saw a tweet from Exiled Surfer, and it had the Bart Simpson thing with the anonymous face and the.
I thought that was a nice that was a nice touch. I like that.
Shout out to Exile.
Somebody send me that. Send me the link to that again, because I'd love to. I could put that on my slideshow, because I could take out some of the slides and put that in there. That'd be very appropriate. Shouts out to Motormouth News in the chat room. Dude, people are in the chat room now. I got to give some. Let me give some quick little shout outs to everybody. Anonymous 420, Artie's World, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, Donnie C, Enron Hubbard. That's a good one. Oh my God, I had a great story related to that, Scientology. So we got some of these flyers together with the hashtag on there, and just kind of like, you know, just sort of leisurely, casually, you know, approach people that I thought would be receptive to the, you know, the idea of, you know, this Bart thing, a free speech thing. So I chatted some different people up and passed out a few flyers, and it was a nice leisurely day on Bart. Nothing, no biggie, no drama, nothing. Everything is cool. Everything's chill. But we got off the Bart station in Berkeley, and when you come up the escalator in Berkeley, off the Berkeley BART station, it dumps you off right on the corner of Shattuck and something or other. And there's this chick there handing out flyers to people on the way into BART. And I'm like, I walk up to this lady and I'm like, hey, I'll trade you flyers. And she laughed and she's like, yeah, sure. So I gave her the flyer that your Anon News posted, and she traded me her little leaflet, and I was like, oh, no big deal. I didn't even look at what she gave me. And so we walked like a block and a half, and it was like 5 minutes later I looked down to see what the
Christian
thing was that she gave me.
Christian?
It was the Church of Scientology, dude.
Oh, hell no.
I looked down and I just fucking just blasted out laughing. I was like, no fucking way, dude. I just traded that chick and a Scientology woman a fucking anonymous flyer. It was like, no.
Oh,
big
dude. And she took it?
Oh yeah, she didn't know what it was. It's the thing.
Vince, you just like hacked into the life. Okay.
Oh dude, you don't even know. I've been waiting for them. They will put tables up. They'll table a BART station. Are you kidding me? It's the perfect troll in IRL troll. They have what they call stress tests, and they'll set up tables in the middle of the BART station, usually Civic Center or Powell Street BART station. Sometimes Montgomery Street, one of those three stations. They'll set up these tables for stress tests, and they'll have all their Dianetics, L. Ron Hubbard crap out there. And I thought it'd be a great thing to do with the right cameraman. To go down there with a mask and just go for a stress test as anonymous. I think that, and just get it all on tape.
Oh, my God.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh, do you know how many viewers you... That would be, like, better than when they did that Westboro Baptist Church hacking on air.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have my opinions about Westboro Baptist. I mean, they're not really a church. I mean, they're a fucking bunch of trolls, let's face it. They're like the kings of in-real-life trolling. That's how they make
that lady
money.
Scared me. I had to shut the computer down because my kids were here. I didn't want them to see that. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, but these kids in the chat room duped me into prank calling them on the show the other night. Thank God I couldn't get through.
I was listening. Because, that was hilarious.
Yeah,
I wish you could have.
The switchboard is set up so weird that I can't. I have to. I can do it again if I really want to. And. But I have to call in through a separate line so it can register the touch tone pad, because when I do it through this switchboard thing, for some reason it just doesn't work. So I was hoping that it would just like leave a message at the beep and it would just like automatically do it, but it didn't. So fuck it. But I don't want to spar with those people. People are all about, right? You know what those people are all about? They're all about getting people in lawsuits and making their money that way. Like they seriously just show up and
scammers.
Try to just. And just seriously, they're First Amendment right scammers. It's that's how they make their money. Right now, they're out in They're out in Norway, picketing in Norway. The funerals of all these people that died from that massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think Anonymous has a nice little niche is fucking with people like that. I thought that was great when they took them down on air, because that was trolls trolling trolls, and you know, Anonymous or Legion, so there's, you know, they're gonna have people with a little more hammer. So it's nice to see them out there kind of white knighting at times people like Westboro Baptist, because let's face it, if there weren't these Anonymous white knights fucking with them, you know, we'd have to rely on Uncle Sam, and we know how reliable they are, right?
Yeah, right. Maybe should we put them on our credit system and see how reliable they are? Because I guarantee you their credit would be shit. They wouldn't even get a loan. You know, yeah. Us, the common man, we go in to get a fucking loan, and if there's too many inquiries, you know, we could have perfect credit. We could have pay our bills and shit, and if we've had too many inquiries, they're, you know, they've got the right to turn you down. That's bullshit. You know, but I guess that's for another night or whatever. But did you hear Obamacare got ruled unconstitutional?
Dude, I could have told you that.
Well, everyone knew it.
The mandate at least is got to be unconstitutional. That part of it, like, has to be cut out. That's just ridiculous. You can't mandate people to buy something.
Car insurance.
No, but not if you don't drive. I don't have to pay car insurance if I don't drive.
Some people do. If you got a, what do they call them, an SR?
You're in Canada, dude. You don't even know, dude. You guys are way further down the road on in the socialist trail than we are. But we're getting there. We're trying to catch up. We're doing our best.
No shit. Involuntarily, for the most part, I would like to think.
What do you think of the Free State Project? You ever thought about the Free State Project?
Yeah, I have. You know, I tweeted you the other day. There is I live over here in South Dakota, and that nothing fucking goes on here. So,
like I said, Canada.
Yeah. Well, I live in a town with 300 fucking people in it. 300, that's it. And I go down, and I'm talking to the gas guy. He's got the gas pumps and everything, old-fashioned and shit. And I go down there, and he's, you know, a little bit older than me. He took over, bought it out and shit. And here I come to find out he's a goddamn officer in this thing called the New Republic. Is that what it's called, the New Republic?
Sounds
something
about
like
right.
That. They've got an entire government set up. The Republic. It's like they have an entire government set up. They've got a new president and everything. Each state has a chapter. Each state has a house. Do they have a legislature yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I mean, like an actual?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, they're like super, why the hell, I've never heard of this before. I don't know. I just a few weeks ago heard about it.
Yeah, party on! Yeah, outside land, yeah.
Do they got the bus down there again?
Oh, my God, these hot chicks just, like, were crossing the street, and they looked so fucking depressed. It's just, it was disturbing.
Well, they didn't even flash.
Yeah, outside lands is done right now. I think the show just let out, and there's just people flooding back out from the park after the concert. And these people look dead, though. They look tired. Wow. Anyway, I want to bring on, I had my homie holding, he's been on for a while. I meant to bring him on at the beginning. Crappy Tires, are you still there? Do you want to hop on here? Crappy Tires, your thoughts about Operation BART.
Operation BART, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, dude.
Okay, so I was reading about it this morning, and I just thought it was funny because there's a parallel to this book by Cory Doctorow, which is called Little Brother. And a little brother, the BART gets bombed. And after it gets bombed, they track everybody who goes onto the BART and onto the Berkeley and all that stuff. They actually track everybody. And they're, like, going through all the communication, and they're, like, watching everything, and they're not letting – it kind of, like, the whole Bay Area is controlled. And I kind of drew a parallel from, you know, the BART being cell phone free and blocking cell phone signals to actual, like, full control, like, Department of Homeland Security had taken over the city in the book, and kind of drew a parallel there.
That's crazy.
How totalitarian that is.
Yeah, man, I'm living in the police state here, bro. People's Republic of San Francisco. This is it. This is where it starts, man. The genesis right here. They outlawed circumcisions in the city. Are you kidding me? You can walk down the street in San Francisco and openly buy marijuana and not get hassled. But it's against the law to perform a circumcision on your child.
You've got
to go outside the county for that. Let's take other calls. Area code 630, you've been waiting patiently. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Jimmy.
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up? Who are you and what's on your mind?
Sorry. I just wanted to say one thing about how the BART was basically not letting you use your phone. If there was a bomb on the train or anything like that, how is anyone going to contact the police without access to a cell phone?
They have on each car. I was trying to find one today. I didn't look hard enough, but they do have in each train. They have an emergency button about 5 years ago, you used to ride BART and you couldn't get cell phone reception on there. Hell no. Back in the day, if you were stuck in the middle of that Transbay tube during an earthquake, good luck.
That'd be some scary stuff.
Yeah, well, they have communications with built into the train and into the BART system, so you can if there's something that's going on in your train and you need to is an emergency and you have to get a hold of the conductor or whatever. You know, I don't know, call them conductors, but whatever, the train operator. There's like an emergency button in each car. It's like that in New York City. It's like that everywhere. I mean, the New York. I used to take the fucking back in the when I lived in New York. I used to ride the subway, and people would pull the emergency lever all the time just because they were so sick of being stuck on the train that they would there'd be like hot summer days where like the trains would get all backed up and you'd be stuck like in a tunnel in New York City, and people would be so sick of just being cooped up in an unconditioned, air-conditioned train, they would pull the emergency thing so they could get out and walk back up to the surface. That used to happen all the time, and that was before cell phones. It's the same thing with BART. There's emergency precautions. So I think that, no one can call 911, bro. It's fucked up. That argument doesn't wash with me. I just don't buy it. Don't get me wrong though. I'm down with op BART. I think BART has had some questionable behavior more than once. They've sort of flexed nuts and done some activity that has been borderline, if not explicitly, police state activity. And this is just another example. BART is notorious for this kind of shit, and it doesn't surprise me that they would do something like this last night. And that was crazy, and I was kind of embarrassed that I didn't even find out about this till this morning. I didn't hear about it until today. That would have been, I wish I would have known at the time. I would have went down there and scoped it out or whatever. Like I said, I was down there today just to see what the deal was, and everything was chill. I went through
the other night. The other night when I told you that there was riots going on down there, were those tweets coming across my shit? Was that right? Were they rioting the other night?
There were riots about a week and I don't know, maybe two or three weeks ago. It might be a month now, but there was a shooting in Bayview.
Yeah, I saw that, Vin.
About a month ago, after that happened, there was a big protest downtown, and these people like stopped traffic. They just, there was some rioting, a little bit of, they did get kind of crazy and squirrely, and some of them got arrested and taken away. That's the last big thing that's happened. But and Davey D, Mr. If you call him, follow him on Twitter, Mr. Davey D. He is the man on the street, dude. He was there for that whole entire protest. Not the one last night, but the one a couple of weeks ago where there was rioting and stuff. That was that situation was reminiscent to me of these UK riots, where it was the same scenario. Some kid that got shot by the cops, and people just sort of had it in that neighborhood and just started going nuts. Oh, dude, all the
How you spell his Twitter? Is it Davie?
Mr. Davey D. Just the letter D. Mr. Davey D. Let me take some more calls here, shall we? We got somebody who's been waiting patiently with their hand up. Blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince, it's Kyoto.
Yeah, Kyoto. What's up, dude?
Hey, I've got... I have an email address for folks. Jammerinfo@fcc.gov. And if you want to file a complaint with the FCC online, fcc.gov/complaints, or you can leave a message at 888-CALL-FCC. So that's jammerinfo@fcc.gov. They're required by federal law to investigate any reported cell phone jammer use. And, you know, Bart has explained that they didn't, in fact, use a jammer. To do it, that they simply turned off the repeaters that they have on the BART system. But fuck it, they still have to investigate it, which means it's a hassle for BART. I think the FCC was, they've obviously got a lot of time on their hands, so it could be a big pain in the ass for BART. I think that's a very good way to fuck with them. FCC.gov/... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, repeat that. I just tweeted it, but repeat it again.
Jammerinfo@fcc.gov is an email. That's the Enforcement Bureau that specifically governs jamming cell phone signals. You can also file a complaint online at www.fcc.gov/complaints. Or, if you are extremely lazy, you can call 888-CALL-FCC. FCC, obviously.
Nice. Nicely done. Good shit, dude.
Yeah, I also wanted to let Keisha know that if she's going to put something up on her Twit pic, she should probably get rid of the other pics on the same account.
Yeah,
I think that
you did
probably
Kishu, you
oversight
really did,
on her behalf. Go ahead.
You just got trolled, Kishu, by yourself. You just got trolled by yourself.
That is a pretty
that's some serious lows right there.
Yeah.
That's lousy, bro.
You like that?
Once again, Kyoto.
Like, what the fuck?
You want to hear her raging?
Oh no! It's the baby maker.
Yep, there you go. Docs, live on air. Docs herself, really, though. I mean, you put it out there. It's the internet, baby. You gotta.
Yeah.
You better go do some digging, sister, because all the boys in the chat room are right now.
24 views.
Let's watch that ticker go, huh?
25 views. Oh, my goodness. That's all right. I got a screenshot, Keisha. So.
Just wait till your Anon News tweets it. Then you got 24,000 people.
Hey, I got some people out here. I'm doing a radio show on the internet. Who was your favorite act at Outside Lands tonight? You got to yell it, though. Who did? Dave Chappelle showed up. Who did he show up with? Did he perform or what? Heard that here. So Big Boy from Outkast was a no-show at Outside Lands, and Dave Chappelle came in and substituted for him. That's fucking badass. 5 minutes. Ah. Told a racist
exclusive joke
and he bounced. No shit. That's badass. Hey, thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good night. Hey, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And one other thing, dude.
twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
We do not forget. Expect us.
Oh, it sounds like it's time for Operation. What's the? Who's the dude from Outkast? Just Big Boy? Big Boy might be in effect. That dude just fucking fucked over Outside Lands, didn't show up, but Dave Chappelle came on for 5 minutes and fucking ad-libbed. That's fucking sweet, dude. You heard it right here, the exclusive on Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to those two kids. It was two young, like, they look like maybe they're, like, I don't know, Nigerian gentlemen, and of fucking smoking hot Latina with them. God, you got to love it. Serious eye candy out today, folks. It's just amazing. This concert just brings the eye candy in like there's no business, dude. ATM, be cool. You're here. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? I had, I don't know exactly, what the fuck is this BART thing? What is the Reader's Digest version of this? What is it? What is that?
What is BART? BART is basically the subway system in San Francisco. The Bay Area is connected, kind of like how, you know, the greater Bay Area is kind of, I think of it as a lot like New York City. Like, you have different boroughs in New York City. You got Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Manhattan, the Bronx. Well, here you got Oakland, San Francisco, Marin, San Jose, Palo Alto, you know, the peninsula. It's one big extended thing, and BART more or less touches all the bases except technically Marin, because they're snot-nosed bastards and are too good to have ruffians and their transit system go up there. But it's more or less the Bay Area subway system.
Oh, so they were going to, like, blow this up or something, or?
Oh, Anonymous is not going to blow it up. No, they're just, Anonymous is just very, very, very disappointed with BART, because last night, well, there's numerous reasons for anybody to have beef with BART. They've had a history of their police officers essentially executing people on platforms. And
good people or bad people?
Well, that's up to debate, to be honest. But let's just say there's just been a spotty track record, a lot of weird, crazy, wild shit, and a lot of people are kind of up in arms about them, their activity. And there was a protest last night in San Francisco in one of the BART stations, and as a means to disable the protesters, the BART police were able to shut down all the wireless and cell phone connections in the networks within the stations and the trains and the whole system, or at least those immediate stations that the protesters were in, so they couldn't communicate in or out or amongst each other, because I guess they were via Twitter and Facebook and text messaging and everything, they were, you know, communicating back and forth the position of BART police and stuff, so the protesters could navigate around.
That's what they were going to
station.
Do.
Yeah, there was
the
exact.
They were going to do.
Or they were pre-planning. Yeah, was that what it was? They were pre-planning on the internet, and then they just shut it down so it wouldn't happen. Is that what it was?
Yeah, because they couldn't plan it because it was locked out.
Yeah.
Good times.
Totally good
times.
Their
wheels were too crappy.
I was told ACLU filed a suit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Well, it's already done. What the fuck is the point now? It's not going to change anything.
Well, they'll do it again.
Yeah,
they'll do it again,
and somebody will get fired, and then somebody else will do it, and that's just how it works. You're
not
going to change them.
The fucking point is, you screw with one liberty, you screw with all liberties. That's just the way it is. If you're going to screw with one liberty, it's not going to be exclusive to that one liberty. You know, it's going to be, hey, we did it to that one, so we might as well do it to this one. Well, we did it to this one, might as well do it to this one. You know, it's like a wildfire. And if people don't say anything about it, then they're just going to keep on doing it.
How is BART not allowing cellular access on their system to suppress potential political speech any different from Syria or Bahrain doing exactly the same thing?
I don't know, dude. I woke up and I had this shit thrown in my face. I don't know. All I know is that I'd be pretty fucking mad if I was talking to my mom on the phone and some asshole decided he was going to cut my transmission. I'd be pissed.
Well, guess what? I just cut your transmission. Yeah, because I can, bitches. I can flex nuts too, y'all. It's Vincent the Bay, and I'm freeballing, bitches. You mad?
All right, from the top, freeballing. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. double up for the gangsters. Can you clap for the killers? Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters.
Vince in the Bay, trolls trolling trolls. That's how it goes. That's how we do it. Hey, I'm Vince in the Bay. I got somebody on the line that's been waiting very patiently, and their hand keeps going up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up? Caller, you're on the air. Hello. Pressing one. That's their troll. Trolls trolling trolls. There you go. The guy just calls in and just press one nonstop. That's his troll. I'm for real. Anyway, thanks for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate the turnout tonight. This has been amazing. I still have Crappy Tires with me. Crappy Tires, what's going on, dude?
Not much.
We lost Jamie. I don't know. Jamie split, I guess. Maybe.
They're sexting in the chat.
Huh?
They're sexting in the chat.
There's sexting going on in the chat?
Yeah. She wants pick for pick.
She wants what?
Pick for pick.
Oh, pick for pick? Well, everybody owes her a pick because she already gave hers out. Brilliant move, Fushu. Very good PR move. That was on purpose, wasn't it?
Hey, what did you think of Kayla being kicked off Twitter today? For
oh, yeah. You know, well, I saw the whole doxing go down the other day. Or alleged doxing of that fake Greg Ganesh or whoever the fuck that was.
Yeah, Jen.
Who's bapping in the background there? Who's moving around?
It's not me.
Please.
All right. Hey, Kishu's back. Go ahead, Kishu.
Okay. Seriously, I thought it was one photo of that goddamn fucking flyer for Offbart. I didn't realize that it was going to upload my whole entire phone. So fuck fucking Twit Peak.
Why do you have a pick of that?
I came.
Did you see everything?
Wow.
Kyoto, are you there? Where's Kyoto?
He's there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk.
You saw everything? Like the 20 fucking pictures of my goddamn vagina? Really?
I screenshotted them, yeah.
Oh my God!
I did too. Actually,
it's so hilarious because you did that like an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago. Whenever you put that flyer pick up, I was like, "Oh, picture of the flyer." Then I'm like, "Oh my goodness, look, there's a vagina."
Oh my God!
And another. Is that a French manicure? Is that what that's called?
It's Kishu Gate. Welcome to Kishu Gate.
Oh my God! Oh my
Shaved God. Clean.
Oh my God. That
one is like you can see inside, and I think I almost saw your cervix. It was crazy.
Nice and wet for my baby bun. But oh my God, seriously, you're not supposed to get out to the fucking whole Twitter, fucking 34 people. That's not okay. Oh my God, not okay at all.
Well, like I said, they're all
lively. Like, fuck my life. What the fuck did I do? I'm so fucking
Oh, I'm sure
stupid.
Anonymous will love this. Anonymous is going to have a field day with this.
He's going to have a field day. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sure.
Blake Lively.
But not with me. And it makes me want to just stab myself in the eye. Oh, my God. What did I do? So
not a legend.
I'm so glad I could bring it up.
But look, Kyoto, was it like my fucking, like, all the pictures of my kid and stuff, too?
No,
I think there should be a new collective called Lowell Sex.
There were only two, Kishu.
How many fucking pictures did you see?
There were two.
There were two.
Two. Yeah. One of the
like,
flyer and then one of your vagina and French manicure.
And that's it?
That's it? Yeah, no, it wasn't all of them, no. I would normally troll you about it, except that I could tell you're concerned about your
kids.
So.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. Because if it was my whole phone, I would be fucked.
I'm right now photoshopping your kid and creating a new motherless gallery.
No, that's not nice, cute. No, that's not nice. Oh, my God. I mean, I was going to eventually put up pics on fucking sexy
photos. Oh, of course, of course.
I don't know.
Oh, of course, but yeah, something tasteful would have eventually come out.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
You look like you've been working it out, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
I work hard to be beautiful and fucking glamorous. I mean, you know, I'm a sexy bitch, okay?
That's some self-trolling right there, right?
Kishugate.
What?
Kishugate.
Some mad self-trolling.
My Twitter is, I don't fucking check. Don't even.
It's more like Kishugape. Kishugape.
Kishugape, yeah, that is the one badge picture that was up there. It was definitely Kishugape. Okay.
I think you muted yourself. I think you muted yourself.
you're
talking, and now I'm not hearing anything.
Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, we lost her. Anyway.
These people are idiots.
I agree, Gus. It's just a waste of time at this point. You got to call back in. You want to hear? You want to get? All right. God. All right. Let's work this out fast because we want. I know people want to get back to talking about important things like Operation BART. I know a lot of folks are fired up about that, and I know we have a lot of the media in attendance here. We have Cyber War News, we have Motor Mouth News, and we have Euronon News, all representing. I don't know where the hell are the guys from Chronicle.su? Are they smacked out somewhere in a cave? What happened to those guys? They get vans?
Yes.
Oh, speaking of vans. There's a white van just pulled up outside my house. Oh, great. This is it, kids. Well, hey, thanks. It's been a good ride, everybody. Appreciate it. And I'm going to hand it over to Kishu now. I guess she outed me to the feds. I don't know what the fuck this is all about. She's butthurt about her vaginal cavity being exposed on the interwebs or something. But she laid the hammer down. It's this is some. You want to talk about cyber war news? This is going to be headlines tomorrow, kids. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity now while you still can, 347-826-7667 is the number. Kishu, you want to follow up on something here?
Oh my God,
breathe in.
Okay. I don't
know. I'll go peacefully. My hands are up. Get me the hell out of here now. Take me handcuff. Why are you not handcuffing me?
Prevents
geese you and handcuff. Sounds,
okay, and I'm not saying that I'm drunk. I'm just drunk. If you know, I would admit they mean to fucking pass it. You just get a fucking head right now. Oh.
What are you talking about, dude? Are you talking smack?
I'm talking smack. I don't know what you're talking about.
Simmer down. All right. Caller, you just called in. Your number's blocked. So what's up? What's on line? Oh, it's the beeper guy again. Oh, the beeper troll. You're worse than the fapper troll. Totally useless. No, zero lols. Who's laughing back there? Somebody gets a timeout.
I'm muted.
No, you're not muted. I think you muted yourself. I'm listening, but I don't hear you.
She can't even operate a telephone anymore.
No,
that's
she's, oh, are you kidding me? She just kind of waddles behind me everywhere we go. I have to seriously, like, I might as well just walk on my knees like Dorf. I could easily keep up with her.
So
yeah,
sad.
It ended. It definitely ended. All right, dudes. Whoever's fapping in the back, I'm just muting everybody for a second here. This is getting out of hand. Melinda is giving me a Michelle Obama update. What's this all about, Melinda? Michelle Obama spent 42 days on vacation this past year. That's right, First Lady Michelle Obama over the last year has spent a total of 42 days on vacation, or a little more than one out of every 9 days, according to a White House dossier analysis of her travel. Her vacations, cost of which are mostly borne by taxpayers, and include trips to such getaways as Panama City, Florida, Martha's Vineyard, Hawaii, South Africa, Latin America, Vail, Colorado, and her visit this week to her brother in Corvallis, Oregon. Blah, blah, blah. All right, that's it. That's enough of that. Thanks, Melinda. Thanks for a lot of nothing. We already hate that bitch. You don't have to give us any more fucking proof, all right, for our hatred. But shouts out to Melinda, longtime listener, never calls. Melinda never calls. She's got no balls. Well, it's probably because she's a chick, but she talks a lot of smack, and she's obsessed with Michelle Obama. God knows why, but whatever. Hey, let's do a shout out to the chat room again. I really gotta give back the love you are all giving to me. This is fantastic. This is a great turnout for Free Ball Friday. I don't upload shit, honey. Are you kidding me? You should if you didn't learn from Anthony Weiner, learn from Kishu. Dude, I'm doing a radio show right now. Do you mind? I'm trying to do a shout out to my chat room and Anonymous 420, Artie's World, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, Enron Hubbard, Ghost Pickles, Greek Orpheon, a ton of guest listeners. I am the Puddles. I am the Puddles. That's a great name. I am the Puddles. If you want to get, you know what, you might be up for chit chatter of the night. Chit chatter of the night. I am the Puddles. Chit chat name of the chit chat room. That's a badass name, dude. I like that name. Only 3 weeks to go. Shouts out to Kishu, Kills, King of the Trolls, Melinda, Motormouth News, Nesta Little John, Nuclear Gimp, Philo Platt, Prisoner Reform Movement, Ryan Flores, Sphincter Hat 2, The I Called L. Okay, and Wendingo, and rounding it out with Wolf427. Good times, everybody. Thanks for coming through. This is, yeah, Anonymous 420. I don't know what's going on either. I lost complete control. It's just kind of gone to shit now. We're in the second hour. We were trying to talk about Operation BART, and unfortunately, Kishu her vagina was revealed on the internet mid show, so that kind of stirred things up a little bit. But we still have Crappy Tires here. Crappy Tires, what? Why are you still here? Have you not been totally just repulsed by now, or are you glutton for punishment? What's up?
Why am I still here?
Yeah. This
I don't
did
know.
You call? Did you call in to talk about like Op BART?
I took call to talking about anything. I just called.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, what's on your mind? What else do you want to talk about?
So I started talking about Kayla, but then the Kishu picks came out.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, thank you. I knew there was a reason why I wanted to come back to you. I'm sorry. That's what it was. Kayla. Yeah, no, fuck you, Kishu. I'm going to talk about Kayla. I was going to get into that, and then we got totally derailed. Thank you. That's where I was going. So I was following all those people on Twitter when that. So I guess one girl on there, that Mr. Fake whatever Greg something or other, that Oof. Chick got fully doxxed on Twitter, and then that caused this account to get red flagged.
Some moron reported her for it.
So if any schmuck off the street can just report you for anything, any sort of slander, does it have to be true? Does it have to be true?
I reported some of the rioters, and I got an email from Twitter that they don't censor people.
So they kind of pick and choose?
You're not allowed to post somebody's personal information.
Hmm.
And she posted it to Twitter, but it's funny because the jester hasn't been banned, and how many people has he fake doxxed?
Oh, yeah, he does it all the time. He doesn't directly paste it into Twitter, though. He puts a link to it. You know, that was kind
of
different.
She did give a hash of what her new Twitter name's going to be, but I can't figure it out.
Oh, it was a big, long character-generated thing. It was just a bunch of string of numbers and letters randomly just. Or it might have been a sentence, but all the letters were turned to numbers or something. I don't know. Whatever. You just have to click on it, and then you'll figure it out, I guess. Or it was probably a troll to begin with. I heard before that there wasn't even a Kayla to begin with, that it was just like, you know, so basically a sock puppet of Lulzsec, like three or four people in that crew. It was just like, oh, just kind of like the Lulzsec account. It was sort of... wasn't really a person. It was just sort of a shell account that a couple of people had access to.
But she was before Lulzsec, because like she had an interview in Forbes with when she was with Anonymous. Well, not with, I guess.
Well, there. I presume that all the Lulzsec people are all from Anonymous. They just decided they're like, oh, we're gonna come out here and put ourselves off as something different right now.
Jester may have failed dox Ghost Pickles, but he's still doxing someone in particular. He's still putting out someone's address, like Daniel, what was his name? Daniel Sandberg or something like that. In what country was he in? Denmark or something? But they're still posting that guy's personal info online. Probably got like 20 pizzas after that. I heard Cleary got a few and they doxed him.
Oh, I don't even want to know what. I can only imagine.
He told his mom that it was because he supported WikiLeaks.
Well, and to the other end, I would imagine that, Topiary is probably getting targeted as well from the other end of the spectrum. Why not? You know, he's out there now. So now he probably pissed off a lot of people back in the day and. Boom, bada bing, bada boom.
Well, if he was back in the Shetlands, which he isn't, he wouldn't be getting any pizzas. I didn't even have pizza on the islands. It was
time.
Funny where he was, like, for a hacker, you know what I mean? Like, on an island with under 1,000 people.
Yeah.
In this little shack.
Well, that was kind of... like Kishu on the show, I think, speculated that that he was on an actual boat sailing around somewhere, like in the sea, in, you know, off the coast of, kind of like the way what she said kind of conjured up visions of, like, you ever see that movie Pirate Radio?
No.
Came out a couple years ago. It was Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. It really wasn't that good of a movie, but the premise is really cool, and it's based on a true story of this pirate radio ragtag broadcasting crew that wanted to get around all the regulations and do their own pirate broadcast without having to, you know, go through the proper channels or be on BBC, or I don't even know if you can do independent radio in the UK, but whatever, at the time, this is the 60s, these guys basically just buoyed a boat off the coast and did their broadcast and, I guess, got around regulations and rules and were able to play whatever the fuck they wanted, whenever they wanted, all the time. And that's kind of how I pictured LulzSec, was like just this ragtag crew of hackers that are just like, all right, dude, wouldn't it be great? We just got it. We got Rick's boat, and Phil was to be the co-pilot. We'll just go out. We'll just buoy out, and we'll just hack the fucking world for like a
Louise boat.
Yeah, we'll just take the boat out, and we'll just the Lulz boat. We'll call it the Lulz boat. We'll just go out, and we'll hack the planet from the boat. For a month, that'll be a hoot, and then we'll wipe our hands clean, we'll just dump everything in the ocean, get the fuck out. That's what I envisioned, was like this fucking like A-team of elite hackers, you know, literally on the seas, you know. That was the whole troll I was imagining. And in some ways, this kid kind of fulfilled that. Like, he had that premise, obviously, sort of dreamed up from his location. He was in this island town or whatever. Hell yeah, dude, it kind of fits the profile, I guess, in some ways.
Keithwell was arrested and nobody really talks about it. Like, right before him.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
But nobody talks about it because he was under 18.
Well, oh, he was, how old was he? 16?
16.
Yeah?
Same age as me.
Yeah, you're 16?
Yep.
No.
Wow.
I did. My God. Can I get arrested for any of this? I called the show Free Ball Friday. Am I? Jesus. Is that van really throwing me outside?
Yeah, that van, they're hacking your net.
Like, well, we'll just let him finish the broadcast. Yeah, he's back to himself.
Dude, if you're getting arrested from Canada, it's got to be like a guy and a horse. That's any internet mistakes, it's RCMP, guy and a horse. That's our feds.
That could be.
Good times, everybody. You know, I think I might have. I think Jamie might have been mad that I cut her off. She hung up and never came back. I hope she's not pissed. Because like I cut her off and then she's just like, and never came back. It's all in good fun. I mean, I thought it was time for a break anyways. Jesus. Get all butthurt. Oh, well, these ladies, you know, what are you going to do with them? Fuck it, dudes. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking play some fish, bitches. I don't give a shit. Kishu music? Hell,
I
got to
love my batteries dead.
Your battery's dead? Does that mean you're taking off, dude?
Well, I'll be back. I'll listen, but I have to move up to my compound. For my recharge.
Very well then. So, all right, Mike. All right, all right, bro.
Yeah.
Well, Godspeed to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yep.
Good times. So let's see. What should I do here? What are people feeling right now? We got what's going on in the chat room here? You mad girl, drunk ass people. She's writing an article, blah, blah, Rage Against the Machine. No, I played, I don't have any Rage Against the Machine on my loaded up on here. What? No, I'm not, tits or get the fuck out. You don't want to see my tits. I don't have any Rage Against the Machine loaded up. That's why I played that Street Sweeper Social Club, which is actually Tom Morello. Tom Morello is the guitar player from Rage Against the Machine. I'll play one more of those tracks, and I'll load a Rage Against the Machine track and
hey,
play Vince. That later. Yeah, what's up?
I was gonna say, yeah, you don't have tits on your Twitter, but or on your YFrog, but you do have an Anthony Weiner pic in there.
Oh, yeah, that was my homage. That was my homage.
That was your homage to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, and does it say who I sent it to? It should say Ghost, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, you got to find the
I did not
tweet.
Screenshot it.
There's a tweet associated with it, and it was my tweet to Ghost. I was like, because it was at around that time that the whole Weiner thing was going down, and he was talking about it on his show, so I tweeted him that and made it seem like it was a, like, you know, like I didn't know I was sending it public. I was trying to spoof the whole. It failed. It was a fail troll prank or whatever. But yeah, that's what that is.
You can make excuses.
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, you did. That's right. That's right. Yeah, no, UK is the place to get your radio equipment.
What?
If you want to get pirate radio equipment, you can't even buy that shit made in the States.
Yeah, well, you can get...
It's Victoria is the spot if you want to get good gear that you can run off of a golf cart battery or... an RV battery, something like that. You can backpack rack it. Build yourself, get like a dish network, get yourself a dish network, like an old dish, and pop a hole in the back of that mug and run a Comet antenna up through it, and you can broadcast pretty goddamn far right out of a backpack.
Right on.
I'm just saying.
Good times. Yeah, well, hey, check this out. Let's do this, shall we? Let's take a little break here and whatever, dude. What did I want to do? God, it's so distracting having a drunk, sloppy woman in your studio while you're trying to conduct a decent broadcast on the interwebs. Please, for the love of God, woman. Anyway, I'm Vince in the Bay. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I'm going to take a pause here. And, there's been a lot of shit going down. And I think we need to pause and have our good friend Patriot Greg lead us in a word of prayer. And then we'll hear some words from Marilyn Manson. Okay. Patriot Greg, take it away.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
intense.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ, my bad. That was Moxie. My God, that's old. Sorry, that went on farther than I wanted it to. My bad. Okay, Keisha wants her goddamn music, so I'll play it for her. So I won't play Marilyn Manson. Fine. She's bummed because her vagina was exposed to the entire interwebs. So, in light of that, I feel bad. And these guys are local. They're local. They're called the Limousines, and they performed tonight at what was it at? It was at Outside Lands. It was at Outside Lands today. And they're from the Bay Area, and I'm trying to fucking cue this up. There's so many goddamn fucking sound files on this board. It's out of control. All right, here we go. Here we go. A little song about the interwebs, kids. It's called Internet Killed the Video Star. We'll be right back. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Hit me up. I fucking talk smack on Twitter all motherfucking day when I'm in the Bay. So say hey, Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Shouts out, the fucking chat room is popping off tonight. It's Friday night. It's Free Ball Friday. You're letting your nads out. And your name is also Artie's World, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, Ghost Pickles, Grease Orphean, ton of guests, King of the Trolls, Kishu, Kills, Melinda, Motormouth News, Nesta, Little John, Nuclear Gimp, Phil O'Platt, Ryan Flores, Sphincter Hat 2, Stabby McHugs, the one called L, Wendigo, Wolf 427, and Yoronon News. Shouts out to Yoronon News for being a great news source. Seriously, dude. Although, to be honest, that little blurb that I think that could have been edited a little bit more. If you need somebody to proofread something before you release that shit, hit me up. I'm pretty good with editing myself. I don't know if you noticed, but I kind of refined it on the fly during that cold read. But yeah, dude, it was. I get the gist of it. I think everybody did. Yeah, that's good shit, man. Anytime you want to, put that out there, let me know what's up. That's what's up. Hit me up on the phone line. We got a half hour to go. 347-826-7667. I'm back with ATM Be Cool. And we're just chit-chatting about whatever. Kishu's vagina was exposed on the interwebs here in real time on the program. That was good times. ATM Be Cool. Or actually, Kyoto, are you still here? Can you give us a count now on that overall views on that pic?
I deleted it. Fuck you.
Oh, she deleted it. Oh, okay. Well,
I had 34 fucking things when I deleted it. That's 34 too many people, and I don't know. I mean, if I know you and I think you're hot, of course I'll send you my fucking vagina pictures. But I mean, seriously, like, if I don't know you, I don't want you in my fucking picture. You know? I mean, if you send me a cock picture and you're fucking hot, yeah, you'll get everything from me.
Okie dokie. Well, there you have it. So what else is going on? ATM Be Cool. What else is happening around town? I missed a lot of stuff today. I got preoccupied with this Bart stuff. What else has been happening? ATM, Be Cool. Did you fall asleep? Are you dead? Jesus, is it just me?
Right, I'm fine. Not dead. Why would I so be what, dead?
You're being very, very quiet over there.
I had myself muted, apparently.
You're an on news says I added you, Kishu. I think he's expecting pics now.
Yeah, good luck. She doesn't.
Oh, really?
She doesn't share a lot. She's fucking
snobby. Yeah, she's a very modest woman. Very modest woman, this Kishu. Let me tell you. I swear to God, we were on the BART platform today and she was nonstop her own personal paparazzi. I swear to God, she's just nonstop documenting herself, taking a picture like literally every 5 seconds, posing for herself. She asked me, and I'm standing there. She could have easily just said, "Hey Vince, can you just take a bunch of pictures of me?" Thank God she didn't. She's more obsessed with doing it herself. But it's kind of after a while, it's just like, and she talks into her phone all the time. It's kind of disturbing.
She's one of those kids. Does she text all the time too?
Oh yeah, it's just constantly. I'm constantly tweeting, so I'm just as bad. But she's yelling at the phone. She's throwing it around like a football. Probably uses it as a vibrator. God knows what that woman does. I don't even want to touch that phone. It disgusts me.
Well, I tell you what. Apparently, the gods shown favor on me, and somebody sent it to me.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
It'll go in the collection. I've got all kinds of shit from her that she's put out there. Actually, I think the majority of the shit I got on her was from Dick whenever he was mad at her.
You don't even need Dick Burns anymore. You got Kishu to trolls herself by putting it out there on Twitter. I mean, who even needs it? All you need is somebody paying attention, somebody that's on the internet paying attention. Like in this case, it was Kyoto happened to come across it. If it wasn't Kyoto, but it's somebody else, and somebody eventually was going to see that. Are you kidding me? It's out there.
Well, now it's part of the history of the world.
I would have probably eventually. I probably at some point would have seen it myself. I didn't even. I mean, sooner or later, that shit's out there.
Good times.
Yeah, it's just that's how it works, dude. It's Google. Google's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I got doxed. People are just like, "Hey, I Googled him. Hey, check it out. Check out Vince in the Bay. Yeah, check this out. Holy shit, there's your Vince in the Bay."
Yeah.
Yeah. People the whole time right there. I've been doing this goddamn thing for almost over 2 years.
I made you fucking famous, man. My vagina made you famous.
Kishu's claiming that her vagina made me famous. I don't know what my vagina is good for, but hers apparently is good for making me famous.
What?
She's just yelling and babbling incoherently, so I muted her. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to put her in the green room. She doesn't need to go there yet. There's nobody in there to talk to. I really feel bad, though. I cut off Jamie from PressStorm.com. I really like her. I think she's a sweet girl.
Call her back.
I'm not going to call her back. No. I'll tweet her and hopefully it makes, you know, smooth things out.
Tweet her Kishu's vagina. Maybe that'll bring her back.
Maybe she didn't rage quit. Maybe she was just like, she saw Kishu's vagina and her husband was like, hey, let's go have sexy time to Kishu's. Honey, have you seen Kishu's vagina? Yeah, I have, honey. Hey, let's make babies. Okay.
So hot.
Vince of the Bay just hung up, just cut me off. Fuck that asshole. Let's go fap to Kishu's picture. Her vaginal cavity is gaping. It's Kishu gape. Kishu gape.
Man. I bet you that picture is
that should
be
a hashtag.
Like
that should be a hashtag. Kishu gape. Yeah, Kishu gape.
What the hell is this now?
Oh no. I do not endorse anything in the chat room at all. But I also want to remind folks, if you're listening in the archives or if you're listening live as well, at the end of the show I do post the chat logs. So if you do miss this, it is available, and I don't even have to post it. It's you can get it anyway. But I do it anyways at the end of the show as a courtesy. So shouts out to my homies out there in Anonymous holding down for Operation Bart. That was sort of our main topic tonight. We got derailed by Kishu's gaping vagina, but Yeah, and she's getting tons of penis sent back to her. So congratulations, Kishu. She's getting essentially the cyber bukkake is what she's getting right now. Cyber bukkake is essentially what is being bestowed upon young impressionable Kishu.
Well, that's what she was bitching about today, wasn't she? You know, I want some hot boy to make out with or something. Well, here's the next best thing. A bunch
Got
of random big dick.
Yeah. There you go. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Fuck yeah, man. It's Friday. Thank God. Thank God this has been a fun show. It's been a great week doing this program. It started off really amazing, and it's progressively gotten terrible and boring and trite and worthless. And I'm glad that the weekend's here. I'm going to sign off and come back on Monday and rock and roll, people. And of course, you know what's happening tomorrow. I'm taking the weekend off because I'm going to be there to witness Rick Perry announce his candidacy and also check out the insane clown posse at the Gathering of the Juggalos featuring what's his name? Charlie Sheen.
And where is this gathering?
It's in Illinois. It's somewhere in somebody's
No, Indiana. You're going all the way to Indiana?
Yeah, I'm going to fly out. The show ends here in, 20 minutes? And Kishu will, I don't know if she's, I guess
we'll
she's
going to.
Will
continue to freak the fuck out.
I'm gonna be covering it for our purposes. We're gonna hopefully have some coverage for you folks on Monday when we come back. I'll do some field reportage out at the Gathering of the Juggalos and get the overall consensus of how people are feeling now that Rick Perry has, you know, an avowed juggalo himself, has, you know, decided to announce his candidacy. I don't know there. I'm sorry. What? Nesta Little John apparently needs to be in a timeout for a second. Hang on, Nesta Little John. You're in the penalty box. 2 minutes, Nesta Little John. 2 minutes for spamming Kishu's vagina. 2 minutes for spamming Kishu's vagina. It's okay, Nesta Little John. You'll be back in a second. It'll be just like new. Please, we've all seen Kishu's vagina by now. If you haven't, please, you know, come on. Let's try not to spam. Let's be respectable. Let's be men here. Let's be men, okay?
Well, it takes a while to get to me, you know. I'm a truck driver. I'm a little bit slow on technology.
Oh, you'll get you, dude. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Somebody, I got it through some, you know, outside channels, but I found it.
Excellent. All right, we have another caller back with us, and I think I hope this is Jamie. Jamie, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Jamie. Hey, I hope you didn't rage quit on me or get butthurt because I did that. It was a joke. I hope you know that.
Oh my God. No, your music sucked, so I got off.
Oh yeah, you know I can't please everybody with the music. That seems to be a common theme. People, you know, very very touchy feely about. That's just sort of the nature of the internet. You see, the internet kind of culture kind of attracts music Nazis, and it's inevitable. You're gonna get some people that are just not gonna be happy. But you're welcome. You know what? Anybody, you Jamie, and anybody else is more than welcome. To pre-show, tweet me a link to a track that you want featured, and I will certainly play it. I did it for Yorinon News. He requested something. Sabu requested something one time. I did that. If I'm able to, if it's easy enough and I have enough time, I can do it on the fly, on the air. But yeah, if you have something, some sort of, what kind of music are you into then? Like what kind of genre type of artist thing
in
a mob
up
are you like?
I got time to listen to music, Vince. Oh my God!
Oh, there's got to be some sort of soundtrack to your madness.
Like Godsmack, Type O Negative, you know, that type of emo bullshit. Even though I'm not an emo, it's just I like Godsmack. Godsmack is awesome.
Godsmack. I don't have any Godsmack. What is there any particular track that's like signature?
Well, when I started Pressstorm, we call ourselves Voice Leaks to begin with. And I made a YouTube thing using Realign because I think society needs to realign their ass. So I think, you know, you were talking earlier about some stuff and I was sitting here thinking, and I'm, you know, it was the other night actually. It wasn't tonight. It was the other night. And I'm sitting here thinking about society and everything and... I sat down and I watched with my 12-year-old, I watched A Beautiful Mind with the John Nash story movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. Great movie.
Yeah, awesome movie. And I was thinking, he was talking about governing dynamics. And I was sitting there thinking, and I got a forum, and I started a topic about it. And, you know, you can't, just like with this music, you can't please everybody. You know, but if you're going to have a democracy, there's got to be an opposition. Otherwise, it's not a democracy, it's totalitarianism or it's a dictatorship. So the problem, I think, with the United States right now is that, yeah, we have a democracy, yeah, we have a supposed opposition, we have conservatives and liberals, but it doesn't work because they're both moving in the same fucking direction, just speaking different languages. They're not moving in opposite directions like an opposition should, they're moving in the same direction, just speaking different languages. I actually think that conservatives and liberals have become more of a religion than a political party. That's just my take on it.
Oh, yeah. That's a valid argument, no doubt about it. People do get... And they get to the point where they mix religion and politics, and if they don't do that, you know, even there's atheists that are part of the... that are Republicans... But they will go to the mat for the hardcore Christians and Israel and all that stuff just because it's like that's the party line. They just kind of fall in line no matter what. They're just like, okay, we have to be tolerant of the right wing social conservatives. All right, fine, whatever. It is what it is.
Well, here's the thing. They said that they're not going to end the war on terror until all the enemies are destroyed. Well, if the enemy is Muslims, as obviously we're treating Muslims like shit here in the United States here lately, what are they going to do, kill every fucking Muslim in the world and then say, yeah, now we're okay? Yeah. See, the whole fucking thing needs to be redone. It needs to be taken down and redone. That's in my opinion. We don't need a damn revolution to do it. We just, you know, people need to think. They need to start thinking. I don't like all this no-thinking bullshit, knee-jerk reaction, voting for somebody who's popular, good-looking, blah, 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 blah. We need to start over somehow.
Reset. Hit the reset button.
Yeah, yeah. Or what the hell they call it, the easy button, that big red button. Yeah. Everybody go out and buy a fucking easy button.
I have the Spanish one. I forgot what it says, though. I haven't used it in a million years.
That's funny. Spanish, huh? Why not Portuguese? Is Portuguese not good enough?
They didn't have a Portuguese one. It's either English or Spanish version. But hey, ladies, do you want to be on the radio? Hey, how was fish? How was fish, lady?
Wow.
Yeah, lady.
She was as loud as Kishi was in the same room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The drunk.
What is she doing right now?
Drunk hippie chicks. They're all happy out there. What's that?
What's Kishi doing right now?
She's frantically trying to erase her presence from the internet. What?
Why did you let her have a keyboard?
She has been bombarded with gentlemen callers sending her pictures of their peepees.
Oh, so she's actually like being sexy fox, huh?
Sort of. Oh, she already submitted a picture of her vagina to the sexy fox thing, but somehow other stuff leaked with her face and everything. I don't know. I haven't even seen it. I don't even care. I don't want to see it. Let's see. I have another caller here. Let me bring on this guy, Philoplatt. Is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, man. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you were talking about the Republican and Democratic parties, basically being two sides of the same coin, and that's basically what they are. Engineered that way, working together to appear to be hating each other while the banking industry is raping everybody. And they're like the plus and the negative of a battery or a magnet, opposing each other but being one thing. And,
Did you know Alan Greenspan, you know what he said the other day, right? He said, we're never going to default on our loans because we'll just print more money. Alan Greenspan said that in public. I fell off my chair.
I thought he died.
I don't know. When I heard that, I thought, what the fuck?
Well, Alan Greenspan works for the bankers, okay? And
as does
Bernanke, and anything they say is just going to be BS just to kind of keep this delusion going that's enabling these bankers to control our currency. That's what they're doing. They have a monopoly on the currency, and this is supposed to be a free market, right? Supposedly this is free market capitalism. Meanwhile, we have private for-profit bankers controlling the public's currency. Okay. Yeah. They can expand the currency supply and they can contract it. And I mean, the money is our means of exchange. So why would we let any kind of private entity control how much of the means of exchange we have in our economy?
We can exhume Roosevelt and Nixon and all of those other assholes and see what the hell was going through their head when they decided to expand the middle class prematurely and falsely. That will give us some answers.
Yeah. Well, they all worked for the banking industry because ever since the formation of the Federal Reserve, and even before that, ever since the beginning of time, bankers have been raping because people are brainwashed into believing that if somebody loans them money, that it existed before the person that loaned it to them, you know, like they earned it. You know, they never think what's the origin of the money. And the origin is, if I give you an IOU for $20, I just created money, $20.
On Press Storm, we did a series, a 25-article series, actually. It's called The People Versus the Banksters. And we took it from, like, pre-Socratic time all the way up until now. There's two articles, chronological timelines of banking, and then there's actually somebody sent me an email article that wanted to post it anonymous. So I posted it as Citizen Doe, and it's 25 articles of quotes, basically, and analysis on various banking institutions and whatnot. And if you go on PressStorm.com, and in the search bar up on the top right, you put in banksters, it'll bring you to all of the articles. And, I mean, I'm talking, like, these are pretty long, substantial articles, too, 25 of them. Whoever did this, if you're listening, holy fucking shit, thank you.
Yeah, well, one thing about the bank quotes that I've noticed is numerous references to how the bankers are going to get the public to fight with each other over matters that don't affect the banking industry. You know, that they're going to fight over how to help the, quote, poor, you know, or how to protect the, quote, rich, you know, because, you know, supposedly the rich provide jobs, you know, and but the poor need to be helped. You know, it's like if you and I want to snow people, we can agree that, look, you're going to fight for the rich and I'll fight for the poor. And
good cop,
meanwhile, what was that?
Good cop, bad cop scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, our banker overlords are going to fund our operation. We're going to work for them. And, you know, they couldn't get away with this if there was a flat tax. Okay, this all...
Dividends. They're not regulated. Well, they're not taxed. Dividends.
Well,
that's how these motherfuckers are getting rich.
Well, they're getting rich because we're fighting over how much should we be taxed according to our income level. In other words, a progressive tax. You know, as you make more money, you pay a higher percentage progressively. And of course, people that are below a certain income level actually get paid because of a earned income credit. So now you have a conflict over how much should that percentage be. Should it be more of a percentage or less of a percentage? So you and I agree, you know, you fight for more of a less of a percentage, and I fight for more of a percentage because I represent the poor, you represent the rich. If it was just one percentage, we couldn't fight over that. There would be no dispute. It'd be like everybody pays the same percent. There's, you know, no conflict. What can we fight over? And that's the basis of the philosophy of Karl Marx, who was a banker agent and was writing propaganda in order to create this vision of a society that, you know, somehow magically everybody just goes to work and is provided for and, you know, and everything works out, you know. But, I mean, it was all about creating a vision to create conflict, you know. Everything he wrote was about creating controlled conflict while the bankers who he worked for conduct their operation. That they're mobsters, highest level of the mob, philosophical geniuses. So.
I don't know. What do you think, Vince?
Vince stepped out.
Fell asleep.
I'll tell you what I think.
He left us, dude. He
no,
left us on air.
No, kids, relax. I'm here. Vince is here. Simmer down. I think it's getting close to this time to wrap up this this little shindig and sail off into the night. I'm going to go. There's like some serious outside lands after parties going on right now.
Don't go into the night quietly, Vince. Don't go into the night quietly.
The hell's that, dude?
That's me playing bass.
Oh, cool, man. Right on. I got a bass player already, but I appreciate it. I got a bass player. His name's Booyah. Check him out. He's on the bass right now. Check this out. This is my band, my house band. Thanks for sitting in with the house. Is that Phil O'Platt sitting in with the house band? A shout out to on drums, Q Jackson. On bass, Booyah. On the other bass, Phil O'Platt. On guitar, Steve Wireman. And on keys, Mike. I'm Vincent Bay. I've been your audio erotic host. It's been a pleasure, everybody. Shouts out to all the kids in the chat room. Once again, Artie's World, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, George Orwell, Ghost Pickles, Greek Orphean. Who else? We got a ton of guest listeners. Kishu, Kills, King of the Trolls, Motormouth News, Nesta Little John, Phil O'Platt, Ryan Flores, Stabby McCuck, the one called L, and Wendingo, Wolf 427, and Yorinon News. There you have it, folks. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Appreciate the love. Let's see. Before I get out of here, I need to give one quick shout out to. Jamie, you want to plug Press Storm real quick? Got about 20 seconds for you.
Oh, we the people are no longer silent. PressStorm.com.
PressStorm.com, that's right. Shouts out to you. Thank you so much for coming through. You're always welcome here. Yeah, shouts out to Kishu's vagina. And ATM, be cool. Anything you'd like to say in closing here?
I do not.
All right, perfect. Very well then. Well, I think I'm going to get out of here. I hope this uploaded. If not, I'll find something else. But I'm pretty sure I hopefully did. Yes, here it is. This is for my good friend Jamie. Thank you, Jamie, from PressStorm.com. I appreciate you coming out and contributing to the show. And this is to fulfill your request for some Godsmack. And realign. I think it's appropriate. Hopefully we can realign and reconvene here again very soon. I'm Vince in the Bay. Until next time, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Peace out, yo.
Thank you very nice.